Hi, my name's Steve Walker. I'm here with Daniela. We're both from Collinson Hall, and we're here to talk about the lettings market. It's late winter 2022, or should we say early spring? I'm not sure. Right on that cusp. Daniela, we've two things to talk about. I know you've been very busy, but we posted an infographic earlier on this week, which I think is worth taking a quick look at, because I think we were all quite surprised by this. Does that reflect what you're seeing at the moment? 64% increased demand in rental market.
Yes, definitely. We have experiencing high levels of applicants registering still daily, which has really increased since I'd probably say Christmas. Just before Christmas, we noticed it. There hasn't been much of an influx of brand new properties coming to market, but there definitely is a want for it.
Okay, and this is pretty much across the board, is it? It's not just us, it's agents across the district.
Yeah, and, no, definitely.
With a shortage in supply, the basic laws of commerce seem to kick in. Are we seeing the consequential increase in rents as a consequence of that?
Yes, of course. And what we've definitely been noticing as well, because there is a shortage of property, people are keen to secure something as soon as they see it go live. So instead of potentially just offering the asking price, they might offer 100, you know, 50 to 25 pounds, depending on how keen they want to secure it. They will offer over the asking prices, which it has made a lot of properties, you know, bring up much more rental figures for their landlords.
Okay, no, that's interesting to hear, and I came across that happening a short while ago, and I think, you know, it's people who've been frustrated previously in losing out, are determined to get something, and that then sort of increases the bar, and the level just keeps going up.
Yeah, definitely.
So how's that impacted on agent fees? Have you seen anything that's spun out of that?
Yeah, personally, obviously our company hasn't done any sort of impact changes on our fees. We're still companies at the same sort of level, but I have noticed a couple of our competitors online have changed their criteria. So fully managed has increased, which would make sense because there is a shortage of property. So, you know, they do have to think about that. But our fees, unfortunately, they haven't changed, which I think is good for our landlords and actually, you know, shows that we're still doing our standard and it won't change.
Yeah, and that includes all our marketing as well. So everything
all our marketing
all rolled in, and we haven't moved fees on at all.
Yeah, our marketing is covered by us, which I think is really important for everybody. They, you know, a lot of agents charge for that, but we don't.
No, that's good to know. And areas of demand, are they pretty much the same, or are you seeing any shift in what people are after?
It has changed a little bit. We have noticed that there is a lot more of people that are needing parking. It seems to be something that's been brought up quite regularly when we speak to applicants, that, you know, at least to be able to have one allocated parking space is quite key. I know obviously St Albans is based on a lot of resident parking permits, and you know, that is via the council, but I think a lot more households are having more than one car, and, you know, there's only a certain amount of permits that properties, you know, that the council can issue out. You can't just have, you know, continuous amount of permits, they do run out. So a lot of people are requesting properties have parking or at least access to a permit, or, you know, even just underground parking. You know, loads of developments are going up at the moment, but they're not confirming whether they're going to be issuing parking, and I think that's a huge concern to a lot of tenants at the moment.
Because I think also with new developments, quite often the council will not allow them to have residents parking permits in the area.
Because there's just not enough room space for the road spaces for it.
No, exactly. So people need to be aware of that if they're looking, and clearly, you know, we'll always help guide people. The other thing that's a fairly hot topic at the moment is there's government have announced some upcoming legislation changes. Do you have any sense of what that's likely to mean for our clients at the moment? I know it's early days, but
It is early days, but one that has been quite prominent to a lot of people and especially tenants at the moment that we're definitely speaking to, it has been brought up quite a lot, is the change in the pet legislation rule that you can have a pet in a rental property. And I know some people don't ideally like that, but that has massively helped us. I think we've registered, I would probably say to you in the last couple of days, around about 8 or 9 people that actually have a pet, whether it may be a dog or a cat, and they're saying, you know, we're really happy to see some changes that are actually going to benefit us. And you know, that it does help. There, you know, since COVID, there has been a huge change in tenants, or, you know, people buying, purchasing pets, and you know, that is for them reasons, and now they can potentially rent.
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, I think the difficulty that we've got is this legislation actually hasn't come in yet, has it?
No,
so
yet.
We don't know the details of this. I mean, we've got a blog on our website that we published in the last 24 hours, and we'll put a link below this just to that, which has a little bit more detail on it. But I think once we get to grips with this in more detail, we'll also do some more video updates to try and walk people through what the implications are for our landlords and our tenants. You know, like you say, the whole pet thing has been a very difficult one since the last change in the law, where deposits were restricted to be only 5 weeks, where, you know, previously pet owners quite often prepared to pay an enhanced deposit, which did allow for that little bit of extra comfort to a landlord. But, you know, that's gone now. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all pans out.
Yeah, no, great. Definitely.
Thanks for that.